Do we start with our names? Is that what we do?
We normally start with our names, and
so
then
long.
I say.
So
it has been a while.
I just say I'm Afro. That's what happens.
Well, sort of. It's
okay.
Never out of the clear blue, and Castor is usually talking, and I'm normally like, okay, all right, let's just get these names going. So we do names, and then I say, and we are a podcast that has no name, and we're doing season 2, episode 1, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Sounds familiar.
I'm Afro. I'm Afro.
Wait, I'll have to read again. Let's try it one more time.
I'm Afro.
I'm Ambush.
And I'm Morg. And we are a podcast that has no name. And
okay,
this,
let's do that again. Also, why don't we just record that so we never have to say it again? Can we just, like, not ever say that again?
Because, well, I think we need to do it only because the makeup of who's on the call does change. Like, this
true.
One, it makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, Casher's not here. it was so fun putting up the episode where he fell asleep. It's so good. Sorry. I edited it out, but we were in limbo for like 3 minutes. Like, somebody called.
Oh, full
blown. What's
going to happen? Is he here?
Oh, my God.
And Apple's like, he's asleep. He's completely asleep.
But then, so Apple's like, all right, I'll take his part. So then she does his part. And she does the lead in for her own part after that. She's like, and then, so then.
So it's still my turn.
Right. I was like, oh my God.
Then
so that shit
like
was hilarious.
Later, and Castro actually hangs up until we hear
right.
Yes.
Yo, what the hell?
Yo, he fell asleep
exactly
on the phone like a
doing?
Damn creep. Right. He was
White Walker perpetuated offenses are considered especially heinous. In Westeros, 4 dedicated friends investigate and discuss these vicious episodes as members of an elite squad known as A Podcast Has No Name.
I'm Afro.
I'm Ambush.
Castro's at the hairdresser getting his hair done.
I'm Morgan. We are a podcast that has no name. Game of Thrones. And on tonight's episode, we are discussing Game of Thrones, Season 2, Episode 1. I don't have the episode title. Does anyone remember what
there.
The episode title is? Oh, there it is. Sorry. The North Remembers.
Mm.
Hopefully. And don't they? So. Definitely. Never forget. So we open with a fight scene of the Hound looking bigger than we remembered. And Joffrey just delighted. And what did he say? Like, nice stick? Or nice jab? What did he say?
It was something like
Hound?
Stick, like, stuck it to him or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It was a way to stick it to the man, but it wasn't that.
Right.
It was like, he was struck well or something like that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like he was struck well, yeah.
Yeah.
He struck well. Mm-hmm.
So Joffrey's, you know, standing there all, yeah, someone died or whatever, and looks over at Sansa and is like, are you not entertained? She's like, not really. This is actually really scary. Yeah, that did struck really well. That was great. And Joffrey's like, it's my name day. I do what the fuck I want. Hey, what about that guy over there? And here's where I'm terrible. I can't even remember what the clown did. There's a jester who gets walked up.
Yeah, well,
but do you remember what he did?
He wasn't a jester yet. He was still a knight at the time. He just showed up late and drunk. He showed up late and a little tipsy. And then,
I mean, was that what it was? Like, did he stumble or something? Like, what happened?
He stumbled. He was disheveled. Yeah, he was stumbled, disheveled. And then,
and Joffrey said,
him,
oh,
you
know, how many
been drinking?
Yeah.
And he was like, just, you know. He said, are you drunk? He said, no. Just, you know, just two glasses, just two cups of wine. Oh, that's not a lot. You should come back to my mind. And tried to drown him. He's such a little.
And then puts a horn in his mouth and, like, pours a barrel of wine down the horn and tries to drown this man alive with wine in front of everyone.
Where did they come up with this? He didn't say, Sir Marin, drown him with wine. He was like, oh, have a little of mine. So, man, help him have some of mine. Like, do they discuss this stuff ahead of time? So
yeah, they have to have a playbook.
Okay. Because like, you know, Marin is just like, he's like,
give him some of my wine. Drown him.
I mean, drown the ball.
That definitely means drown the ball.
Yeah,
they definitely have like a playbook where there's just shorthand for everything, and he's like a baseball catcher throwing out little plays and shit. We don't even catch it.
Oh my god, it's terrible.
But as the dude is like being drowned, Sansa's like, "You can't," and she didn't even mean to. It was just like instinct of like, "What the fuck are you doing, guys? You can't kill this dude." And Joffrey's like, bitch, it is still my name day. Why are you talking?
I do what I want when I'm popping.
I do what I want.
Yo, and I'm hella popping today. And the Hound is like, well, the girl is right. What you reap on your name day, you sow all year, or something like that. And it's like the one time Joffrey ever ponders anything and does the right thing. Like, he's never done the right thing. We've never seen him do the right thing. And he's like, okay, don't kill that dude. And then, of course, because Joffrey, who he is like, I'll kill him tomorrow. So Sansa stops the clown from dying. And then our good friend Tyrion enters the picture.
So it was funny seeing Tyrion come in because it kind of caught me off guard. We hadn't watched season one in a couple of weeks, maybe a month or so, a couple months. So when he's walking in, I'm like, well, why is he all dirty? And where is he coming in from? I forgot about the veil. I forgot about everything that happened to Tyrion.
Like, the war.
Why is he so roughed up? Right, all of it. You know, him being made the hand of the king. Like that, it didn't start. It just started dawning on me little by little. So he comes in and he greets his niece and nephew, and that was great to see because you know the love he has for them, he's always had that, and he always made sure to display that connection. So that was cool. And then he starts going back and forth with Joffrey, and I remember him smacking Joffrey back at Winterfell, and. Once I remembered that Tywin made him the Hand of the King, I was like, he can kind of flex a little bit of muscle here. I'm curious to see how this is going to go. And when he apologized to Sansa, you know, for a loss, and Joffrey snapped at him like, what? You know, he's a traitor. I'm like, you know, regardless of what you're saying he was, that was her dad. You just lost your dad. Have a little bit of compassion. And Joffrey gives Sansa that look, that abuser look, like, and what you gonna say? And she falls right in line.
Right.
Like she had no option anyway. She falls right in line. And, you know, Tyrion takes pity. He's like, I get it. It's all good. You know what? It was cool seeing you guys. I gotta dip off and do some stuff. And Joffrey's like, but where are you going? What are you doing here? Completely.
Why are you even here?
Right. Why are you here even? I'm the king. You should talk. Tell me why you're here. No. Completely ignores him. And then after that.
That's like so interesting to me that everyone is just like, why are you here? Like, he doesn't fucking live there. Like, he was gone for a while, but before, he left, right. he was there, right?
He was right. there. Right.
He was there.
So
he was definitely there.
It's like, what are you doing here? Like, he's supposed to be somewhere else forever, or he actually lives somewhere else. And I'm just, like, really confused about that. Why are you here?
Like he lives
Why
at,
are you here?
Right. Like, he lives at Castle Tyrion or something. No, this is where he's supposed to be.
Exactly.
It's where, it's where the Lannisters are, B.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, but wait a minute. What about when he was like, you know, we were, I missed you at the war. Where were you?
And then the I missed you in battle.
I was here running the kingdom. Oh, you're doing such a great job. Like, I
yeah, is that what you're doing?
That. Great job.
Keep up the work.
Great job. Yeah. Kill Ned Stark. Great job there.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, we cut to a small council coming together.
Yeah, so they're in a small council meeting, which opens with someone, I guess, bringing a parrot or some sort of bird through. It wasn't a parrot. and someone sent the bird as, like, you know, a symbolism that summer's over. It's like, okay, great. And I was wondering how long the bird would last. Oh, from the Citadel, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering how long the bird would last in the small council meeting because it was so loud while everyone was talking. So there was a guy, forgive me, I don't know his name, but he was basically like, look, you know, there's refugees coming into town. You know, people are bothered by it. You know, we're trying to figure out what to do. And Cersei goes very Trump on the situation, and it's just like, no new friends. And, you know, you've been loyal, so, you know, continue to be loyal and, you know, get these motherfuckers out of our city. We don't need any new niggas. So as they're discussing that, Tyrion whistles on through, and I did not remember this, but he walks up and kisses Cersei on the cheek, which was hilarious to me.
Right. Right.
And he, you know, he only did it out of annoying her, but still.
Oh, for sure. And it worked. Yeah. It totally worked.
Right. And, you know, classic Tyrion walks right over to the wine, pours himself a glass. And Cersei is like, what are you doing here? Again, with this question. But I feel like in this one, she was for real, like, nah, we're having a meeting. Like, you know, we are having a meeting, and you are not. So
definitely. She was like, we're the small council. Why are you here? This is not for you.
And he's like, well, you know, the Hand of the King should be in a small council meetings. And she's like, yes, and that is our father. So, again, like, why are you here? And he drops a note, a letter from his dad, and he's like, I mean, I'm acting hand while he's gone, and you can see it written right here. And we know Cersei is infamous for ripping up pieces of paper of of dire significance and importance.
That carry all the importance.
Exactly. And she didn't. So I was like, okay, that's interesting. So she freaked out. And, you know, with this trickery you're pulling here, like, she just can't believe that her father would leave him as Hand of the King. And so he's like, she's like, you know, you don't know anything about war, anything about anything, pretty much. So I don't know why the fuck he's trusting you. And she's like, he's like, well, let's run down your track record, actually. What have you been doing while Dad's gone? You lost an Arya, right?
A whole Arya.
Right.
A whole.
He's like, you let them behead Ned Stark, so you had three Starks, and now you have one. And we're trying to get our brother back, and three Starks would have been much better than one. And what are we going to do now? And she's still just like, right, Arya. How did I forget about her?
She's like, that other fucking one. Damn it.
Exactly. And you can just see that he is he's just loving it. He's loving it. So he gets real comfy with his wine glass, and she's still there trying to figure out what the fuck happened. And so then we blast on over to Winterfell.
Oh, where Bran is holding a small council meeting of his own.
Yeah.
I think this is definitely like those grieving moments where people come and they're like, ah, everything's fucked up in my little village. You guys got to fix stuff or whatever. And Bran is like coloring. He's paying zero attention.
No, that's perfect. He was like coloring.
He's like totally not there for any of this. And again, I keep forgetting. Is it Maester Luwin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Maester Luwin is sitting with him, attending to these people's needs. And the person talking to Bran just completely offends him by saying, this stupid war that your brother is at is really fucking with what I got going on. and Bran's like, King Robb Stark, number one, put all the respect on my brother's name.
Right.
Two, why are you even here if you don't like him?
Right.
He just turned into such a kid. Like, what the fuck's your problem? You're coming here asking me for something, disrespecting my brother?
Sorry, my brother did not start this fucking war. We was all here chilling.
Right. Like, nobody wanted this. Nobody wanted this. So, yeah, he totally goes in on dude for a minute, and then Maester Luwin is like, hey, bud, I know that this seems like it's not that big of a deal to you, but sometimes we need to listen to the people that we don't want to. And he's like, solid. I'm gonna be a dire wolf right now and just completely go into somewhere else. Like, it was like, here's a life lesson, and Bran's like, okay, sweet, I'm gonna warg for a little bit. Like, is that what our kids are doing when they just check out when we're talking to them? They're just like warging into an animal and flying in the wind or something. Because he totally,
I wish they were that cool.
Yeah, I guess I do too. Instead, they're just like puppies, squirrels. but Bran has a vision, and he's like fully wargs into one of the direwolves. I couldn't tell if that was his direwolf, if that was Summer. I didn't know what was happening there. I couldn't tell the color of that direwolf in the reflection.
Yeah, I think it was Summer, because I mean everyone else's wolves are pretty much with them, right? So it would be either Summer or Shaggy Dog. There was only two wolves left there at Winterfell.
Gotcha. That direwolf was like, look, so we'll just say it's Summer for now. And she's kind of over by the weirwood trees, or tree, and the little pond that they go to. And we get the reflection of that. So Bran has that vision, and then we see him riding Hodor, and Asha's with him. And this is the moment when I'm like, is Asha
decent? He is not
decent?
Riding Hodor, yo.
Yes, he is. He's fully riding Hodor.
He's definitely riding Hodor.
Hodor is wearing Bran like a backpack. You cannot tell me that that's not him getting a ride.
It's a piggyback ride, but when you say riding, it's very like, yeah.
Well,
that's exactly what he's doing in his mind. Okay, so did anybody else have the feeling that, like, in these moments, that Asha looked hella shady just in this one particular scene? And she's given me that before, like, are you gonna eat Bran? Like, what's gonna happen here? She just, like, looks at him so shady a couple of times.
She,
but she's not. She's a good one.
Right. She's a wonderful actress. Because that shadiness. Yeah, okay, go ahead. I was going to say, that shadiness, she turns that shit off and on in every scene.
Yeah.
Like, every scene. With who was it? Damn it. The Greyjoy boy.
Theon.
Like, she'll go from meek to I'm going to slit your throat in 3 seconds in every scene. Every scene, she had that little wildling. That crazy wildling look in the back of her eyes. It's like, wait, what do you think? Everyone stop. Look at Asha. Asha, what are you doing? What are you doing, Asha? Like, everybody, okay.
Yeah.
Let's find out where she is right now. Are you with us? Who are you about to stab?
Who are you stabbing today? So Asha is looking.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, I definitely never not trusted her in the first, like, round of watching it. But now when I see her and Bran, I just see so much love just because I know everything, you know, they went through.
Right.
But this bitch is not to be trusted. She's gonna bite you. Like,
she's gonna do this. She's gonna eat you. There's definitely
gonna
be a moment where.
Yeah, like, her whole relationship was founded in trying to rob you from the beginning. So
right. And didn't care that you were a little lord. Like, they were about to take all your shit.
Bruh.
She was like, that shit don't mean nothing to me. this is where we remember that she for sure was one of the first enlightened ones, because we see this streak of like bright pink red in the sky, and they address it here saying, I can't remember what Bran said he heard it.
Oh, Bran said it meant that his brother was about to be victorious. Like, that Rob win a battle or win the whole war or something. He thought it was victory.
And Asha was like, you dumb little boy. You don't know anything. Obviously, that can mean only one thing, and that's dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And everything stopped for me. I was like, shit! She has been enlightened this entire time.
Why does she know everything?
This, guys. She knows everything. Pump this woman for information. Ask her questions.
Right.
Believe her. She knows things.
Do wildlings have meisters? Like, how do you know all this stuff? You're north of the wall. What the hell?
They have none of these things. The Citadel means nothing to them, and the Citadel means nothing to anyone else either, because they don't talk about that shit at all.
Yeah.
Wildlings
are the closest to nature, so it makes sense, everything that she knows.
Yeah.
True.
Well,
unless
and she's believing
we find
things
out.
That she sees.
What did you say?
I said she's believing the things that she sees. You know, like she's out there, she saw, and people are seeing stuff and saying, I didn't see that. Or, you know, someone comes back, tells them the White Walkers are out there, and they're like, nah, B, they don't exist anymore. Like, no, believe them. They saw it. You ain't going out there. You know? And so... Yeah, once you start seeing that kind of stuff, maybe all the other things you've heard start to make a little more sense.
That messes with Asha.
Definitely.
With Asha.
Yeah. You definitely like mumbled that under your breath.
I didn't want to talk over anybody.
You do what with Asha?
Right.
Pause the call. What you guys should be doing?
So who is he to you?
Oh, God.
Sorry, guys. All right, let's get back on track here. Reeling it in. So Asha gives us that gem that I know for sure I didn't catch the first time around, or at least didn't seem like I remembered that at all.
No.
And so we kind of follow that comet over to the middle of the desert.
Man, Danny looking dusty, though. whole squad dirty out there in the red waste. It's not good. It's not good.
Mm-hmm. Don't her face look more round or a little fatter or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So they're, you know, they're traversing the red waste. I'm not sure exactly where they were trying to go with the decimations at this moment. But, I mean, they're at their wits. And the horse that their husband gave her finally collapsed. And the first thing that came to my mind, because they were discussing what to feed the dragon. First thing that came to my mind when the horse collapsed, I was like, well, they can feed the dragon the horse.
Well, at least you got food for the horse.
You got food for the horse and possibly food for the rider. We do know
definitely
you guys
food for the
eat
rider.
Horse.
They eat horse. Jerky,
yeah.
Right.
Horse turkey, horse.
Yeah, definitely.
She ate a horse heart, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
I
so
mean,
look at
that.
Silver lining.
Do that on a regular basis, but.
Right, they're cooking the horse. She's like, hey, save me that heart, though. Save me the heart. I need that. Get it in the mud.
She was trying to feed. She had something in her hand and she was trying to feed the dragon. Yeah.
Right.
And then the homegirl was like looking real creepy in the back, by the way, and was like, well, what does your brother say about horses? I mean, about dragons. And what does he eat? And then she was like, he said they eat meat, but my brother's an idiot. But she was trying to feed him something, so I figured she was trying to feed him some horse jerky. That's what I guess.
Right.
But
that's what I would have thought,
shit.
Yeah. Yeah, she was
it
like,
looked
you
like
know
a
anything.
Bean or something.
Legumes? Anybody?
It was a legume.
Are you guys vegetarians? What's happening? So then, so, you know, she rushes to the side of her horse and, you know, she's all destroyed about losing this horse. And her and Jorah had the conversation. So when he told her, you know, she had to be their strength, and she was like, and you have to be mine, or like, you are mine. I was like, okay, Danny, here's the thing. Seasons from now, this man is really in love with you, and you can't act like you don't know why. Okay, you're laying a foundation right here. You're laying a foundation. You're giving him all the feels. You're giving him all the feels. You're like, I'm your strength. Okay, all right. They lock eyes for a little bit, and then she cuts away. Like, damn. Maybe that's a little too far. He's a little too far.
Okay, so I disagree with that.
Yeah?
I can see how you would say that. But I don't agree. I feel like giving him, like, mixed signals would be like, you want this coochie or not? Like, that's like...
Okay. You know. But how does that translate in Dothraki? Okay. I don't think, you know...
And you give me strength, yo. Like, you help me. It's not.
He's
like,
supposed to be her advisor. He's not supposed to be her love interest. So when she's talking to him, when she's talking to him and says, you have to be my strength and shit like that, because you're my advisor, not because I want you to put your P in my V.
But there was nothing in the gaze. Am I assuming too much from the gaze? Look like there was something in the gaze, a little twinkle. No?
There is
a twinkle. I think she's literally dying and doesn't know what to do.
Oh,
I don't think that Danny's giving him the same things that he thinks Danny's giving him.
I'm confusing death desperation with attraction.
Yes.
It happens.
With lust. Yes,
this happens. It's you know, men, we get signals crossed. Death desperation is like one batted eyelash away from lust. Do I get it?
I hate you so much right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Sir, are you sticking with the she's giving mixed signals?
Not anymore. Not after you guys have sit there and educated me. I'm a learned man. I'm progressive.
Okay.
I'm holding on to my old ideals.
Look
at that. Be so oblivious when someone is clearly flirting with y'all, and
it's
just like, hello,
man,
it's
man,
true. Yeah. Yes, I like to call it being amblivious.
Exactly.
Oh, do you like to call it that?
Yeah, I called it that before you called it that. But you want credit for everything. Man. You an afro. All y'all do is take, take, take.
Oh, my God. My head hurts so bad.
All right.
Okay, well, we'll try and reel this back in. This has been gone.
So anyway.
Supposed to.
Danny sends out riders in different directions to scout, basically. And I think they did that transition twice. We go to the sky, come back, we're at the Red Race. We go to the sky again, and now we're beyond the wall with the with the Lord Commander and Jon Snow and the rest of the party. And this is when they happen upon Craster. Oh, God.
Thank you.
Man.
Right. Okay. I did not know his name.
Oh, jeez.
So they're outside.
And then how?
First of all, I'm like, where are we? Where are we? We're not at the wall. We're not. Oh, we're looking for Benjen.
Yeah.
You'd be excited, Am.
I know where we are.
I was. Right? I was very excited. I ain't like how Craster spoke about Benjen like it was no big deal. I ain't seen him in a minute. Slow down.
That's he did. You know. He's like, I ain't seen him in a minute. And matter of fact, he's not very nice to me or some shit like that, he said. And I was like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
To you.
That happened. I don't know why John is just interjecting himself in that conversation. I guess he was already annoyed because he was talking shit about Benjen. So maybe that's what it was. So he was just looking for a moment. And dude was like, you know, you Southerners. And he was like, we're not all Southerners. And I was like, why the fuck did you even, like, nobody was talking to you, John. And he was like, oh, aren't you pretty? You're a pretty ass bitch, ain't you? You probably got a little piece down there, too. I was like, damn.
Yeah. That's why Benjen don't like you. Your mouth too fresh, B. That's why Benjen don't fuck with you, yo. You don't know what to say out your mouth.
What? He's like, damn, nigga, we just met. You asking me if I have a vagina, a wet vagina at that? Like, that was
Yo. Yo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So,
you're prettier than
like,
all my wives. God.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, matter of fact, keep these pretty niggas away from my wives / daughters / daughter wives.
/
daughter wives.
Oh, my God. Terrible.
Yeah. So, so then I guess he was asking, like, I don't know. Am, you talk about the Lord Commander and him having this conversation.
Right. So he's interrogating them. He's trying to get information, you know, what happened with Benjen? Have you been seeing any wildling activity? What are they doing out here? And dude just keeps redirecting. Hey, you got any more of this wine? This wine's good. Hey, get him some of the Dornish wine. Give him the wine. All right, cool. Yeah. So back to wildlings. What are they doing? Oh, Mance Rayder. Yeah. You know, they're pulling forces together. They're going to be marching. Which way are they marching?
Like,
hey, that's a pretty
nice
axe
over there.
I was like, hold up, man. What is Sam?
What is this?
Name everything. Yeah, what is this? Make a list of all the shit you want so we can get this out the way.
Right.
So I can actually have a conversation with you without you changing the subject every 5 seconds. But, yeah, that was annoying as hell. So finally they get to the point where, you know, all right, they need to arrange lodgings. And he's like, listen, I guess you guys can stay under my roof, you know, and Lord Commander's like, we got our own food. We're good. All we really need is just a place out of the snow. Like, all right, fine.
And we brought you some
make
steel
sure.
or something.
Right, yeah, we brought you some steel, too. So it was like, all right, cool, all good. Just make sure none of these little dudes are in here messing with any of my daughters, wives, or whatever. And this one, if he looks at me too long, I might just gouge his eyes out. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, are you going to do it? Like, are you, you don't strike me as a fighter, one. Two, do you have any men here that do anything for you? Like, who's going to beat John? Like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, what's happening? All crazy. Yes, Benjamin would not like you, bro. Like, what are you doing?
So he was asking about somebody. When he was saying that, where is such and such, and the answer was that he was building an army, who was he asking about?
Mance Raider.
Who was that?
Mance Raider used to be one of the Night's Watch, and then he went north of the Wall and organized the Wildlings into an army. I'm trying to remember what season he died in, but when John was stranded north of the Wall, he met up with Mance Raider, and Mance kind of like took him under his wing. This is around the same time when John was just rolling with the Wildlings and was with Negret.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mance
so
is cool.
Is
he's cool
Mance
man.
Mance Raider? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
You
Mance.
Saying?
Yep. Yeah, no, you said it. Mance Raider. That's it.
Okay.
Got yeah.
It. Mark, did you know this?
Yeah, and the name is one that I always forget, and I always have to say, what's the one dude's name? That like, I never remember his name.
Yeah, when you see him,
gotcha.
He's like you'll recognize him. He's like a James Bond villain. He sticks out like a sore thumb. He's like, oh, what's he even doing? Like, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, after they get all the lodgings and situations negotiated, Lord Commander takes John outside and gives him a pretty stern talking to. Because, yeah, it was just like, why do you think that you get to pop flies, fam? What are you doing? You're his steward. Chill out. You have no say. And it was funny when he told him, like, sit down and shut up. I was like,
he was John. Like, who are you? Who am I? But who am I? And who are you? No, no. Who are you?
Right.
No, you know what was interesting? So going back to that last scene where what's his name? The dude whose place that they're at?
Oh, Craster. Mm-hmm.
Craster.
Mm-hmm.
So Craster, when he has that moment with John, and he's like, you're pretty, blah, blah, blah. Like, what's your name? Who are you? What's your name? He's like, Jon Snow. And he's like, yeah, this bastard. I was like, how do you know? Is Snow a bastard name? Didn't we find out something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Snow is a bastard
Snow
name.
Is the
yeah.
bastard name for kids born, bastards born in the North. All
okay,
of them are
gotcha.
Snow.
Yeah. Right.
I can't remember what was I can't remember what's the name's bastard. His last name. I can't remember.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't remember any other ones right now, but they're all sort of like that. Like
mm-hmm.
sand or something, you know, like
right, yeah.
mm-hmm. Got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we cut to Melisandre. She's holding the camp meeting out on the beach. Yeah, all
meeting,
I know is I saw.
Right,
yeah.
You guys are meant for each other.
You know what I'm saying? All I know is I saw fire and what looked like people in it. And I was like, oh my God, who is she burning? Who is she burning now? I was so stressed. Oh, I thought about the little girl. I was so stressed. Oh my God.
So it appears that we have some blood magic pop in because there's what looks like people on a stake and it ends up not being that, but like something's in the fire to keep those little random fires burning, not so random mm-hmm. fires. And we've got everybody assembled around it and Melisandre's in the middle giving a speech directly from the Lord of Light. And, I don't know this guy's name, but he's like, runs up to Davos, and Davos is watching kind of like, what is happening?
Yeah.
it was totally like, they some of these people got kidnapped into a cult. Like, and they're like, wait, how did I get here? I don't remember saying yes to any of this. Like, Davos is just looking around like, shit, we're all here? We're all doing this? Okay. So homeboy runs up to Davos, and is like, you have to stop this. You have to stop it now. And he's like, yeah, I don't think now's a good time. Like, I don't think we should say anything to Stannis.
Yeah, he's like, chill, bro.
He's definitely
chill.
Into this. He's like, for sure into this. I don't think that's the right thing for us to do. And he's like, well, fuck it, all to hell. I'm going to do it then. And he runs out, and he's like, we must stop this now. You guys are all followers of the old gods and the new, and this is not what you're about. What's going on? And Melisandre's like, the night is dark and full of terrors, and you're fucking up my whole feel right now. And when you mess up the flow, I can't promise what magic comes at the end. Like, this is
right.
You shouldn't be talking right now.
Also, right. And you reek of fear.
You reek of fear. What a hell of a line.
And so, damn.
You reek of fear, which. I'd like to take a moment to shout out our notes. Thank you, because this definitely says you smell like a scaredy cat, and that's way better. So Melisandre's definitely just like, get the fuck out of here. I've already talked to Stannis. We have a plan. Clearly, we're executing it right now. This is our first event. Things were going differently.
This is our first event.
Yeah.
We had a really good turnout.
You're here. You got the event, right?
I mean, you're here. You came. So clearly things were going great until you decided to step in here. What I'm going to ask you to do is to take your place back in line, because we have plans, and we're going to continue to execute. So you was just like,
schedule.
Well... He's like, fuck, man, I guess I'll go stand back over here. And Stannis is just like, they look at Stannis, or you get flashes of Stannis a couple of times, and he, the way that the fire is like bouncing off of his face, it's like that power stricken, like angry white dude, can't wait to get that sword. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Like
leading
with
the forehead.
Yes. Like, where's your mom? Someone needed to do better with you. God. So anyway, Melisandre does her big deal, and Stannis goes over to get the flaming sword. Which, here's my question: he pulls the sword that's already on fire because it's in a fire pit thing. He pulls it out, sticks it in the ground to put out the fire. If the Lord of Light is supposed to have this sword of fire and it's a big deal, how come it's already lit? Like, this to me means Stannis isn't
lit.
The manis. Like,
no.
Stannis isn't the one, because you had to light it, Melisandre. Like, there's other people we already know that they light their own sword. Or did we already know that?
No, we don't know that yet. We haven't come across them yet.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, this was Melisandre just pulling some okey-doke shit. Like, that's not, that was not
yeah,
the sword,
bro. Yeah, this
is
her first event.
That's
not the
Lightbringer.
Sword.
Yeah, that's not Lightbringer.
And,
that's not the sword.
And Stannis is
her
a
first
fucking
event.
Fool.
Right.
It was. But Stannis is a fool, because if what she's telling you is you're going to be the one that's the Lightbringer, and you're the, like, it can't be. It's already lit.
Bruh.
He ain't bringing shit. He just has a sword that's on fire.
Alert.
Yes.
It doesn't work.
Okay. Oh, you win. You win. It doesn't work.
Like,
I'm so upset about it.
It doesn't gonna work from the gate.
Right, I'm just like, someone should have known better. Davos needed to be like, hey guys, this is already on fire. That goes directly against
First
what
of
she's
all,
teaching us.
Don't
right
bring
now.
Davos into this, because Davos has a million and one times tried to tell Stannis, Like, dog, that's just really not the way.
It is true. It is known. It is known. However, this is our first time seeing him be like, yeah, I'm not going to say anything. And it's just like, this is maybe the time to say something.
Donald knew which battles to fight. Donald tried to be like,
he definitely did.
Don't sacrifice your kid. You know, just love her.
Just love her. She's
really good. Yeah.
You know?
I spent some time with her. She's really good. She's cool. She reads
really
well.
Did you know that she knows how to read?
Did you know that?
Right. Exactly. She taught me how to read. So he knew which battles to fight and still lost all of those. So this was not going to be the one.
This is fair. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, moving on. So we get this big Lord of the Light show, and it's the beginning of me saying, I don't trust it. You can take this fuckery elsewhere. I want no parts of it. That's how I felt about this whole Lord of the Light thing in the beginning.
Which, again, is really funny. Which, again, is really funny because we end up finding out that her God is real as shit. She's
so far, it's the only
God
to have revealed themselves.
Yeah, I wasn't
here for it. I was like, get this woman the fuck out of here. But anyway, so yeah, they finished their knighting of the Lord of the Light, Lightbringer sword, Stannis, and. Then we get to Stannis writing a letter to his homeboys.
First of all, I have so many things to say about this fucking letter. So, I don't know. The editor is reading the letter out loud. And Stannis is, like, orally editing it. He's like, nope, don't like that line. That word, a little too loving. I hate my brother, so I wouldn't call him beloved. He says something about Jamie Lannister. He's like, nope, Kingslayer. That's what he is.
Kingslayer.
I'm like, how did these
Yo, he's so petty.
Did you write this letter? There's no way he wrote the letter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So clearly, someone else wrote your fucking threat letter and is now you're editing it. Around a table of like 10 other people, which was just so interesting to me. Like, okay, I guess that's how they did it back in the day. So he's like,
or
right,
just
great.
How Stannis does things.
Right. That's how, yeah, exactly. So anyway, he's doing that. Meanwhile, homeboy from the last scene, who was pissed off about everything, is like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm fucking killing everybody tonight. So he's like, throwing a Molly Zanny perk mixture into the wine. And Donald was like, nigga, like, side eye.
He's like, don't do it. Eat. Don't do this.
Right?
He hit him with the Bryson Tiller. Don't. Like,
no. Stannis is like, all right, the letter's done. Once you got those edits in, I need you to send it out to everybody. I was like, oh, everyone, all right. Sending this to, I don't know, maybe Cersei, you know? He's like, no, I want it to go out to everybody. Davos is like, so before you do that, I was thinking maybe you would, you know, want to have some allies, you know, maybe, like, make peace with Renly. Nope, never liked him too much. I'm good. Okay. It's not Renly. How about Robb Stark? Nah, I don't want to be his friend either. Everyone is going to need to bend the fucking knee or nah. You know what I'm saying? I am the Lord of Light. I'm not exactly sure what the arrangement is yet, but
I don't know how that works, but I'm him.
Right.
I do know that I'm Lannister, and I don't fucking need any of these people.
Yeah. Yeah, she chimed in. Oh, we don't need ships. We're Lord of Light. We don't need ships.
We don't need ships.
We don't need any of that. Stannis is still like, okay, but meanwhile, Homeboy's like, all right, I would like to apologize for the way I behaved and talk to you now. So I'm going to walk this glass on over. And I wasn't seeing things clearly 20 minutes ago, but now I get it. And here, I'm going to take the first sip, and you can take the next sip.
Man, you took one for the team.
It was the craziest shit ever, trying to see him hold it together being poisoned. It was like, nigga.
Oh, my God.
You're bleeding from your nose and your mouth.
From your everywhere.
From your everywhere.
From your everywhere on your face.
You can barely even stand up. And you're just praying that this black magic bitch is... gonna die too. Ooh, good luck with that.
Yo, when he stumbled and like caught himself on the table, it was like, bruh, what are you doing?
What is
you know that look? Like, come on.
It's the emoji that's like holding his forehead, like, ugh.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God.
So, yeah, I found myself cracking up during that scene. That was actually pretty great to me. I don't love Melisandre, but seeing her drink that wine like a G, like, hello, blood magic, like,
yeah.
She was definitely like, oh, you think this was going to do it?
Yeah, she's done it hard.
She's done it hard.
I'm actually 407 years old.
I've actually invented this poison. This is adorable.
Oh, like,
she was just like,
so cute. Watch this.
Right. Look,
this is my favorite poison in it. Oh, you put the poison I love in this drink. Oh man,
right.
This is my favorite poison.
The one. What? What's on that? So after that, we cut to Rob and Jamie, right? Directly after that? Them busting it up?
Yeah, after that, we cut to Rob and Jamie. We don't know where they are, but we do know that they are still together. And Jamie is a little tired, so...
A little tired and a lot of dirty. Man, filthy. It's so good to see these Lannisters filthy. It's like, oh, man. Jeez. So Jamie's all tied up. And, you know, Rob comes in. Listen, we can't front on Rob right now. He got three victories up under his belt. You really can't tell him nothing. And then he's like, you know what? Like, you know, word in the street. I don't know if you heard this, but, you know, these kids aren't legitimately Baratheons. So, you know, really feeling like it's all coming to light. You tried to kill my brother for finding out from seeing you sleep with your sister. You was knocking your sister off in the tower. And, you know, Joffrey's really your son. So, I mean, like, you know, all of this whole shit, all of this is just about to crumble, dude. All this is about to crumble. And the looks in Jamie's face are never one of, oh, my God, we've been caught. It's never that. It's just.
We did that.
It's just. I got a line to that. And he kicks him. You know, he always gets the good little pivot, you know, until Grey Wind steps in the building. And I remember, like, I remember. This happening, I couldn't remember anything else about the scene. I'm talking like four or five seasons away from this. If you were to bring up this scene, or remember when they had Jamie captured, the only thing I remember about any of that scene ever was when Grey Wind came in. Because that was one of the first times I remember seeing the Dire Wolves huge. Like, you got a really good idea of how big these motherfuckers are. And when he came in next to Rob, it was like, holy shit. Bruh. Jamie, you've never seen anything like this in your life. You guys have been at I think Landon. Where are the Lannisters?
Castle Rock.
Right. You're away from all of the dragons and the wildlings and the wonder. You've never seen anything like this. And this direwolf is staring you right in your face. Big as shit. And he still just held it together. I don't know where Jamie gets all this bravery from.
Jamie is actually a G because he's like such a narcissist. Not because he's like that great. It's just like,
gotcha.
I'm a Lannister. I'm actually going to make it out of this one. You're never going to make me say what it is that you want me to say. Like, that the Lannisters are fucking fantastic for that. And I just want to real quick go back to when Rob is saying to him, those are your kids. You lay with your sister. You tried to kill my brother because he saw you. His response wasn't just a pivot.
Right.
His response was, do you have any proof or do you just gossip like a whore? Like,
bruh.
It wasn't even like I'm not going to waste my time with a denial here. Do you have proof? Oh, okay. Because that's what I deal in. I mean, I feel like there's some really weighty circumstantial evidence that you guys tried to kill my brother.
Right.
Pretty weighty.
I just
couldn't believe that was his
response. Yeah, he was pretty much like, where'd you hear that on Media Takeout? Basso? Like, what are you talking about? I'm not. Show me. What you mean? You heard that on the Breakfast Club? What do you want me to do with that information? Like, get out of here. I'm not.
Totally.
Straight played him. So then he tells him that he's going to send his cousin, right? He says he's going to send his cousin with his terms. And this was very good that Jamie brought up the point of, you know, you keep, instead of putting me away somewhere at one of the castles, one of your lord's castles, you keep dragging me on the road with you. You know, you must be growing fond of me. And Rob's like, nah. No, what's not going to happen is your pop than the raven, find where you are, and pay one of my lords a crazy amount of money to let you free. That's what's not going to happen. I was like, okay, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You proved to be way more smarter than I remember you being.
Exactly. That's exactly how
Andrew gave a really, I don't remember Rob being that smart, but he definitely had like this great moment in that conversation. That part, and then when he's like, Jamie says, oh, so you don't even trust the people that are going with you everywhere? And he's like, I trust them with my life. I don't trust you. I don't trust them with your life.
Right. Jamie was
bars.
Like, you're a smart man.
Yeah. Jamie was like, bars. Yeah. He was like, okay, I see your value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Killed that.
Sorry.
After did you have something like you were about to say something? I don't know if I cut you off for that.
I was about to say what you just said, so that was great.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. So then we cut to Tyrion and Shay. Man, I'm telling you, every time I see her, I'm annoyed. Every time I see her, I'm annoyed.
Oh, I'm sorry, what? Every time you see Shay, you're annoyed?
I'm annoyed, yeah. Because the betrayal is still in the back of my mind. So.
Okay.
Or
all
the
right.
front.
Well.
Yeah.
Fully at the front. Fully at the front of your mind. Well, Shay is living her best life on the balcony, looking down on the entire city that she never thought she'd be at, or something. I don't know. And Tyrion's walking in because he's the fucking hand now, guys, and he's living his version of his best life in this moment. He's done talking shit to everybody. He comes back to see his woman, And Shay's just shitting all over King's Landing. And Shay, but she says she loves it. It's great. She can't wait to. She's so happy to be there. Yes, it smells like shit and dead people, like all sorts of whatever. But she loves it. And Tyrion's like, "I'm glad you like it." Yeah. She's like,
wait, she said it's like cum. Remember, said she can smell cum. He was like, "You can smell cum." I was like, "Whoa."
Well, no, he said you can smell cum all the way from here or something like that. Like it was even
right.
worse. Like, oh, you can smell the cum through the dead people? Yeah, I wasn't going to mention that, but
right.
he did say that.
Keeping you honest. Keeping you honest.
Yeah, the facts matter. So Tyrion's like, I'm happy you like it here. That's super great, but you got to lay low because you know you ain't even supposed to be here. Like, you know that for sure. You're not supposed to be here. And she's like, yeah, so for sure, not going to do anything crazy. Plus, I mean, aren't these your people, you know? And he's like, all of these people are liars. Pay no attention to any of them. They're all awful. Some are good, some are bad, but they're all liars. Don't talk to anyone. And then he gives one of his funny Tyrion little quips where she's like, well, what about you? You're from here. Or what about you? And he's like, I'm not from here. I die by the truth. Like, you ain't told the truth in the longest fucking time.
Mm-hmm. A month of Sundays.
Man. Real shit, dude.
You ain't telling the truth right now, but okay.
Right. Your whole life is a lie, bro.
Yeah,
she's not even supposed
thing.
To be there.
But then, right, you've smuggled someone in, and you're like, oh, no, I only live by the truth. Oh, I love it. Anyway, and then we cut to Sir Peter Baelish, a.k.a. Littlefinger, and Cersei, the biggest See You Next Tuesday we've ever met.
So they're walking and talking, and again, Cersei suddenly remembers Arya, so she's on the hunt for her this episode. And he's pretty much like, oh, yeah, I don't know where she is, but you know who you might want to ask is Varys. But, you know, I don't trust eunuchs, so be careful with what he says. She's like, what is that, a mockingbird? Did you make your own sigil? That's cute.
Yo.
All types of drawing, yeah. So
yo, right? She's like, I guess that's fitting for a self-made man. Yep, sure is. So she's like,
you know. Yep.
Yeah, yep, sure is. You fucking your brother. Wait a minute. Whoa. Peter.
Yeah, basically, I mean, so he starts off with, like, I once heard about a boy who had a crush on a girl, and, you know, basically he's telling the story of him and Kat, which
yeah.
to me was implying, are you hiding Arya or hiding information about Arya because you used to have a crush
right.
on her mom? And
right.
he's like, well, I once heard a story about a sister that was fucking a brother, and they was in a real hot place. That story under wraps. And, like, I don't know how he ended that story to get to a point of, like, but what I learned from that is knowledge is power. And she
right.
was like, oh, that's funny. Grab him. Split his throat. You know what? Actually, don't kill him. Don't kill him. Let him go. Walk three paces. Turn around. Close your eyes. All right, great, guys. See,
hop on one leg.
Power is power. Right? Hop on. Yeah. Walk like a dog. A big dog.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Damn. Okay. So, I would like to point out that that was a real smooth-ass way to remind him who the fuck he was talking to.
Hello.
Also,
she was like, oh, power.
Right?
Let me
like,
show
no,
you power.
Power is power, not knowledge is power. Power is power.
Yeah, that was so
yeah,
hard.
You're going to find Arya for me now, won't you?
So hard.
Oh, yes,
so hard.
I sure as will.
Right. I sure as will, man. I'm just right on top of that for you.
Oh, my God. And it was so funny because Baelish thought he was so smooth with his shit, yo. I once heard of a sister that was sleeping with her brother. I don't remember her name. It rhymes with Hersey. But, you know. Bruh.
Okay, but
don't play.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Peter didn't think he was slick. He was slick with that. He nailed the delivery. The problem is, he ain't got what Cersei got. So, I don't know what he thought Cersei would do by him showing all that information to her. I don't know what he thought.
Not that. He didn't think that.
I know he definitely didn't think he was getting yoked up again.
No, he definitely didn't think that was him.
Every time Baelish gets yoked up, it is the biggest surprise of his life. He's like, wow,
how you know everything except when he about to die? How is that happening?
Exactly. That just catches him off guard like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was simply telling a story, madam. No, you weren't simply telling a story, Baelish.
Usually works for him. He always tells stories to people.
Mm-hmm.
He always gets his point across in that way. And he definitely overshot.
Oh, I mean, he got his point across. That happened.
I would just like to point out that this is one of two times that Cersei gets talked too crazy in this episode. And
hello.
That is really kind of interesting. especially from that like woman in power position where people be trying you, and you have to be like, hold up a second, son. Let me just clear the air real quick. That this ain't gonna work, you know. So from a very feminist space, I was aligned with her. I'm like, yes, let this nigga know that he ain't just talking to the home girl up the street. And I know you got a brothel full of women that you talk to any way you want to, but that's not gonna work right here. So what are you gonna do is flex real quick.
Right. She made it pretty clear. I'm not reporting you to HR. I'm going to get you shot in the parking lot, B. I'm not playing these games with you. I'm not playing these games with you. Yeah.
Two options, Morgs, in case you didn't know. It was either HR or...
Man. I don't have time.
It's paperwork or not. That's all it is. Yeah, doing all this,
I'm simply not looking for that life.
Also, there's a little boy out there who's cleaning the ground.
Oh God,
horrible! But that's what he's doing. And,
did anybody else think he was about to die? Because I was like,
oh no, I was like, I can't wait for Varys to get this news because
that's one of the little birds.
Well, that's why I was like, oh, Baelish. That's why I was like, Baelish about to kill this kid because that's clearly a bird, and he definitely gonna tell. He already telling. He already wrote it down somewhere.
Like Baelish, you mad?
So that was a
you
crazy
mad,
scene. Yes. I pretty much loved every moment of that, and then. We move over to Rob. Oh, the third thing I wanted to point out about that was that clearly Stannis' letter has made it everywhere because now, Baelish probably already knew that info, but since the letter is out, I feel like everyone's just been talking very openly about it. So,
Yeah, Baelish definitely already knew. And this was just everybody know I get to talk about it now.
Exactly.
Right. Was it a group text? Was it a group text? The mass email? Well, I didn't go.
Yes.
You use, was it Chipmunk? MailChimp? What did you use? Everyone.
Because Baelish, I've been holding this secret for this long.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it now.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it. Damn. Jeez.
So, all right. So now we move to Rob, wherever he is, laying out his terms for peace.
Right. So he's talking to one of the Lannister cousins.
Yeah.
He also looking dirty. Lannister's looking dirty out this John. It's all beat up, dragged along the road. And he's giving them the terms to take back to the capital. You know, I need my father's bones back. I need my sisters released. Unbeknownst, nobody knows where the fuck Arya is, but I need my sisters released. And I need y'all to chill out on the north. We separate. We're completely separating from you guys. Completely. Y'all have no pull up here. Y'all stay down there. We'll stay up here. Everybody will be cool.
King of the North.
King of the North, up this John. It is what it is. So then, I guess it's him and Theon.
Well, wait.
Wait.
I just want to say one thing, and that's how proud his people were when he gave that last thing. Like, we're seceding. We are not a part of your union. We are on our own. And the look on their faces, and they just like spontaneously were like, "King of it all!" Like, that's us.
Yeah.
That was a big deal because that was Rob really being like, "Whoa, we didn't see that one coming." You know, like they were all really excited by that.
So I wanted to say that in that scene, I guess in the beginning, I didn't really catch it, but I guess at some point when Rob is like, "We're laying out our terms to the Lannisters or to Joffrey Lannister." I'm not sure what he says. But the cousin at the end of that scene is like, "But yo, Joffrey's a Baratheon." And Rob is like, "Yeah. Is he though?
Is he though?" Like, yeah, right? Hit him with the girlfriend joke. Really? 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 You came straight home?
Like,
really?
No explanation necessary. Like, right. I'm
going to
walk away now.
I'm done.
You put gas in the car last night? Really? As well as this morning? Really? Like, you just looked at him all crazy. So then everyone else leaves, and it's Theon and Rob in there. And it was great to see this side of Theon, but also remembering how much closer we are to him turning. His pop completely making him a straight turncoat. And, you know, him
double agent
and basically betraying everyone. But, you know, it was a good talk. It was a great talk. You know, he wasn't my father, but he raised me to be a respectable man. And, you know, let's avenge his death together. I'm going to go holler at my pop. He'll listen to me. I'm his only son. I'm his only son. Going to get these boats. We're going to ride out. Man, sounds good, Theon. No.
In theory.
Your pop hates you. Yeah, sounds good on paper, but mm-mm.
How long at this point has it been since Theon has seen his father?
100 days. 109. Years and years and years, right?
Yeah, I feel like he was like
thought.
A youngin' when they got him. Because, wait.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
wait.
Been a warden of theirs since he was a child.
Because, Ned came back from the war with Jon Snow.
Oh, uh-huh. Right.
So.
But that was Robert's Rebellion. That was
right. Then they fought. They fought directly. Directly after that is when they fought the Greyjoys, and then got Theon. So just looking at that, you know, as far as their age, yeah, Theon had to be a buck, yo. He had to be young.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
So I don't know what made Theon think that his dad was just going to hand over a fleet of ships to him. Just for coming to him and asking. Like, I feel like Robert or Kat would have had a better chance of getting ships from him than Theon going there.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, hindsight, 2020, all of that. But just, you haven't seen your parent in how many years? that parent lost to that family and lost the kid to that family, and you come back asking for ships to help that family out, like, the fuck out of here. That's stupid. Why would they give you ships?
All of that, and he's banking on the fact that his dad is still going by traditional standards of, I'm his only son. He has to care.
Right.
He has to help me.
Because
this will help me become something that he'll care about. Like, Theon is just not understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unbeknownst to Theon, his dad raised a whole nother son, your sister, homeboy. Flat out.
Sure did.
Let me get it right this time. I'll get
oh
it right
God.
This time.
I'm literally thinking of Theon jumping ship right now.
That's
like,
man.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Gotta go. Okay.
Oh man.
So then we get to Rob and Kat in their tent, their war tent, and there's this, you know, angst. They're arguing over. Kat doesn't trust Lord Greyjoy and is like, you're a fool if you trust him. What the hell's going on? And he's like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he could help, but homie got ships and shit. I don't know. And she's like, no one ever listens to me. Kat's also like, I need to go home. I haven't been to Winterfell in a while. You know, I do have other kids. Got to see what's going on with them. And Rob's like, nah, B, you did a lot here. You played a big role. You're going to have to stay. You've made some decisions. We're going to do this together. I need you to go see Renly. And I can't remember. What's the plan for Renly? Because he's already opposed to Stannis. Is that the deal?
That, and he has like 100,000 men. So combined forces,
okay.
Rob was like, we'll have them beat 2-1. We'll have them severely outnumbered. They'll have
there
to negotiate.
Go.
They're going to have to, yeah.
Right. So Kat's like, for sure, I'll totes go when the sun comes up. It's not a big deal. I'll totally do this. and they like, they have this moment of like mother son. Wait, is it mother son? Can't really tell, but we love each other. It was a weird intimate moment.
Yeah, it was like a forehead kiss and then foreheads touching for like
yeah,
a long
it was a
time.
Little, like was, maybe you know, when. Maybe when your toddler is sick, maybe you
exactly.
linger on their forehead that long, but, like, this is a grown-up.
Exactly.
So why are we doing...
Leave it to make everything weird. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry,
well,
y'all. You can't. And that's why when he get a girlfriend later, it's too hard. To
See?
Balance that shit with his mom because they've been cutting already.
Because they got some weird shit. And the amount of incest that's in this show, it is not wrong for us. They do have some weird shit. When he gets a girlfriend and he's all in love, I mean, granted, he's already promised to someone else and he's fucking up everything. But
yeah, that's true.
She doesn't like anything moving anyway. Like, Kat's like, this isn't what we said we were doing.
Yeah.
This is totally like, I mean, I knew you were going to see other people, but in my face, though. That's how she acts. You're his mom.
Oh, wow. God.
No? No good? That's what it seems like. Anyway. That's how I see it. So, yeah, they have that weird little moment, and then she's like, you know, your dad will be proud. And it's like, you know, I want that to matter more. It mattered to me the first time around. It doesn't matter anymore. Like,
yeah.
Even when they're making good decisions and they're like, Ned would be proud. I'm like, Ned was a fool too. And as much as I love him, like, fuck what he would have been proud of right now. Like, that should be your litmus test of, like, should I do this? Would Dad be proud? Maybe
right.
I should go the other way.
Right. Proud,
Dad was making himself all sorts of proud to get his neck cut off. Like, no.
He's super proud.
Proud to the moment he died. Mm-mm. Anyway, then we move to the fucking Joffrey. And he's changing things around. And what is that? The throne room? Like, he's just fully has...
Yeah, that's the Red Keep?
Yeah, it's the throne room. That's the throne room, yeah.
Throne room, okay.
Like,
yeah,
he's in the throne room fully with a whole crew of day laborers just changing everything.
He's fucking
interior decorating.
And this is a very powerful seat over here with the steel and the metal, but the vines and the plants don't really go. We don't need foliage in here. We need something a little more powerful. So,
more death.
He's like, what the fuck is happening in here? What are you doing? He's like, I just needed to look better in here when I'm fucking killing people.
This is the wrong aesthetic. This is just the wrong aesthetic.
The wrong aesthetic, exactly.
So, my God.
Cersei is back on this Arya shit. So, have you seen Arya? Or, like, you know, we got to kind of figure that thing out.
Do you think she's just, like, walking around asking random people like she lost a
movie? It feels like she's walking around asking everybody. And it feels like this is all in the same day. And all of a sudden, Tyrion reminded her about Arya and that her daddy would be mad. And she's like...
Right.
Fuck, you're right. Gotta go find. It's like she lost a gift that her father gave her for, like, Christmas.
Right.
And someone's like, oh, where's that that bracelet your dad gave you? And she's like, oh, fuck, that bracelet.
Oh,
right.
Shit, the bracelet.
He's gonna kill me. So now she's just going around, or like a puppy or something, you know, that she forgot about for weeks. And now she's just going around asking everybody about it. Threatening people. That's why she had a short temper with fucking Baelish. She's like, I don't have time for this, okay? I gotta find the fucking puppy before my dad gets back. My brother's here. You know? I fucked up, okay? I did.
Okay.
Right? Joffrey's like, I don't fucking care about Arya. I barely care about Sansa. All right. And,
no, I definitely don't care about her either.
Right.
And she's like, well, you know, we're trying to get your Uncle Dad back. And we're going to need as many Starks as we can.
Trying to get your Uncle Dad back.
Oh, that one hurt. It hurt.
I don't think Sansa's going to be enough to trade for Jaime. And he's like, are you fucking kidding me? They value daughters and kids or whatever the fuck these people are, humans. It'll be fine. Whatever.
No, he was like, they value women too much. He was like, they put too much value on their women, please.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it'll work out.
Where did he get this?
Whatever
where did
the
he
map
get
is
this?
Over there.
Where did that happen? Like, I feel like we missed three episodes where there was a transformation. It was like a switch got flipped, and then all of a sudden it was, hey, I'm going to outwardly hate women and voice it every chance I get.
I don't know where you saw a glimmer of hope. I don't know where you saw that he was better.
No, I'm just saying...
Because Castro says the same. Castro does the same thing. Like, oh, he was so much like his father, and without Robert, he turns into this little sack of shit. He was a sack of shit the moment they went to Winterfell. The moment he lied on everybody, he's been a piece of shit not liking women. He was terrible to Sansa there. There's no reason. There's no glimmer of hope. This dude.
He told his mom he didn't want to like Sansa. He fucking couldn't stand her. He didn't know why he had to
yes.
for her or marry her. And remember, Cersei was like, look, this is just the way it is. So, you know.
Right.
You, when you marry
like,
her,
there was no reason to
marry her. You can treat her however you want, but for now, I need you to. Like, he's always been a little shit.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
always
so
been a shit.
Here's the thing.
And he's always
I,
not
I've
like
never, I've never been confused by him being a little shit. But the way he cowered under his mother and the way he, like, I didn't see the whole I hate women shit as much as it is now. It was like, it's almost like once he was given any semblance of power, it was.
But that's
fucking
it.
Fucking whole
Dave.
Pandora's box just busted wide open. It was like, fuck you,
that's
a, fuck
that's
you,
that's exactly
you.
It.
Wow.
There was no transition except for the fact that he became king as a child.
Exactly.
Who's already a piece of shit.
Do it. But you saw
yeah.
that he was going to be that before. In that same conversation.
Right, that's
about
all I'm trying to say.
For her trying to convince him of how to be nice to a woman and how to treat
right.
a girl nicely, like, that's everything right there. Hello.
Mm.
He only
yeah.
was beating time because his mother told him that that's what was necessary. But once he didn't have to do those things anymore and was put in a position of power where he could behave the way he wanted to, like.
And nothing could happen.
Nobody. So basically, nobody was safe.
Father's
right.
Head
that's
up.
What we see today.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. Was
we're about
safe.
To
anybody
see how nobody's safe.
His mom. Right.
Exactly.
Right. Anybody could get it. Golly. Whew. All right.
So, yeah.
Take it away.
Yeah. So anyway, during that scene, he's also, Cersei says something to the effect of like, something about his claim to the throne or something like that. And he was like, nah, 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 nah. Like, I don't have to prove nothing. Like, I'm.
Right.
I'm
right.
the firstborn, and this is falling like the way it's supposed to be. However, I have heard something about you and Uncle Dad, as well as
I've heard that got me again. Got me again. Damn it!
It's never not going to be good. It'll never not be good.
And she's like, "Oh, that's just gossip. Our enemies will say whatever they can, and blah blah blah."
Right.
And he's like, okay, whatever. But also heard that my dad might have some bastards, so do you know what's up with that? And she's like, I don't, what? And he's like, I'm asking you, did he fuck other women when he grew tired of you?
Hello. Kill him.
She, said
kill
no
him dead.
Right after that, and she slapped him. And he was like, what? It's the whole room
yeah.
was like, what?
Hold on, but first he was like, oh.
Right. Yeah. Let's not forget that. Let's keep that in the script. Let's not forget that.
I never forget when Joffrey sounds like a total,
Yeah.
This is all
yeah.
the time.
Yes, yeah, like women don't sound like that. Mm-hmm. I won't say that he sounds like a woman. Like women don't sound like that.
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
So he's basically like, that's a federal offense, which is punishable by death. And if you ever do that again.
Oh, no. And he doesn't even do that. He says, so you will never do that again.
Yeah. Yeah, never, ever, ever.
This is punishable by death. You will never do it again.
Because mm-hmm.
I'll kill my mom.
I'll be known
right.
as that boy that did that. Right.
Because I will kill my mom.
It's also in this scene that you realize that Cersei and Robert Baratheon had no actual children together. Like
not a one.
And he
None.
Had children, but they did not have any together. And you're like, oh, shit, right, okay, got it.
Right.
And so then we cut to, I guess, the bastard slaughter. We have a...
Well,
oh,
that
yeah.
is the only
yeah,
way to say it.
Which starts out at the starts out at the brothel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roz is in there doing a seminar on you know, how to get
no,
a crack
Roz
in.
Has- Roz has risen
like
in the ranks,
talk.
And she is yeah. clearly the general manager of this entire brothel.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. She's been doing like a full TED talk. She's like, "What are you doing? No, take it too much fun. Cut that shit out. Doesn't sound believable.
You sound stupid.
Take it slow at first. You sound stupid. Take it slow at first. Ease into it. You know what, guys? Just get cleaned up. Get cleaned up. All right." So she's giving one of the new recruits a tour, and one of the King's Guard comes, and I believe it was Marin, and they have a hostage with them who they're using to flush out what they believe to be one of the bastards. And I totally forgot about this.
Mm-hmm.
It made sense that it happened as far as cleaning up all the loose ends. But I'm trying to remember, like, do we end up finding out whether this was a decree from Cersei or whether it was from Joffrey? But, I mean, I don't know if we find out later on. But
I thought it was from Joffrey, but I don't know if we ever actually find out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Joffrey's not smart enough to realize that all
true.
Those babies need to, or all those bastards need to go. Like, I think
true.
That he could easily, you know, run with the idea, but I don't think that he'd be the first one to catch it. Like,
yeah.
All those
I feel
kids,
like he's loved
shrug it off.
People so much that it would be exciting for him to be like, anybody who's a child other than a child in this house needs to die. I don't care if they're
yeah.
I feel like he would gain, like, he would love the idea of that. Even like, I feel like he
I totally agree. I just don't think he came up with that idea on his own. I think
he did, because it's so sad and like horrible.
But that's the thing. Even going to that point, Afro, because he loves killing so much, I feel like that's something he would have been like, round them all up, bring them here, so I can see you kill them. That's more Joffrey style. He's like, if he actually had the ability to actually kill them himself, he'd do it. But he wants to see that shit happen. God, he's a piece of shit. Oh, yeah. I think he's too like blinded by his power to realize that those other kids are even a threat to him. He's just completely blind to that. Because for him to respond to his mom and be like, you know, it doesn't matter what the rumors are, I am the king. No, you idiot. It does matter. It does matter. If you're not a blood relative, if you are not connected to your father at all, then no. Your claim is completely gone. So you need to be worried about that. But so one of the soldiers has some hesitation in killing that baby, and Marin just grabs the kid, and they do it off camera, because I remember the first completely, like, unbelievably horrible death that I remember seeing was at the Red Wedding. So when he grabbed the baby, I was like, did I forget about them killing the baby? Did I forget about them slashing the baby's throat on camera? What the hell? But they cut away.
Man.
Yeah. And then you pop all over the city now. They drowned the kid? Come on.
In front of, like,
yeah,
the whole village or the whole
right.
neighborhood, like.
Yeah.
And certainly in front of his family. I mean, geez.
Yeah, like, everybody's looking out the windows and what the hell?
Yeah, so they're just cutting the scenes all over the place, killing all these bastards. And then finally they make it to the blacksmith, and they're questioning him about Gendry. I'm curious to know where they're getting all this information from, too. But they question him about Gendry, and then
was from the dude that they had in the brothel with them.
Captive.
Got you. That makes sense.
Because he flat out was like, his name is Gendry. He got a helmet that looked like a pig. He made it himself because he's a blacksmith, and he worked right over there. Mm-hmm. Like, they gave him everything.
Yeah, so then we cut to Gendry and Arya hopped on the back of the wagon, and they're headed towards the wall. And yeah,
and they're
man.
Dirty too.
Filthy, filthy. They're not Lannister dirty, but they're pretty dirty.
They're dirty too.
Dirty. Yeah. And that was that, man. That was that. A lot happening. A lot happening. Bringing back some shit. Like, the Comet completely gone from my memory. Never remember the Comet at all.
What? The what?
The Comet. The Comet. The red
oh,
Comet.
The red. Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like what? Nah. Like, little things like that. Completely forgot. Never would have thought about it ever, ever, ever again. But, yeah, this is dope. This is dope. Anybody have any final thoughts?
I do. It was great to see where we left off. Like, I remember, like, as you were talking about how Tyrion, like, we forgot where he was, or you forgot where he was. I totally forgot where he was, and I can't imagine watching this in real time so long ago and just having that information. Maybe I, you know, like, rewatched the last episode or something before, because it didn't, this seemed like a harsher transition. Like, wait, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
But it was great. I was excited to catch back up with our gangs.
I guess my final thoughts were, yeah, the same. It didn't feel like a season premiere. It felt just kind of like a continuation. Mm. Like, it could have been right after the last, like, the season finale felt like a finale, but this didn't feel like a premiere.
Right.
But, you know, it was cool. I completely forgot about that moment between Cersei and Littlefinger. So I was kind of like, whoa, that's right. And I was also just reminded of how much I hated the storyline of Stannis Baratheon. I was just like, what is happening here? So I was really happy when his storyline just died out and, you know, we were just not doing that anymore. Because it was really annoying and just taking the longest time. And like Morgan said, like, this is her first event. Like, yeah, there have become like 20 more events. Like, what is going on here? Like, why is he believing this woman? Is something really going to come from her? Or, I mean, she does have that crazy ghost baby later. So something does actually come out of her. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What is coming out of this? It just, like, really hit on that part for me of, like, oh, man, I'm going to have to watch this Stannis shit again. that was really annoying for me. But, yeah, I'm excited to see what happens this season. Even though you know what's going to happen, you're still just, like, it does feel like a fun, fresh rewatch of, like,
yeah,
I don't remember where things happened and, like, what season they happened in and, like, all of that. So it feels a lot like, you know, just like obviously reliving and rewatching the whole thing. So it's fun. I'm excited that we're back into another season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. But you're right. It didn't feel like a season premiere at all. I think because we have to wait so long in between seasons that they're just like, you know, they'll just be happy that we're back now.
Right.
Now, when I first started watching this, I think I binged the first and second season. I'm almost positive I didn't wait between the first and second season. You know, pretty late.
So you didn't watch it
in
time.
No, I was behind. I was behind. Okay. I think by the time I was too.
Maybe that's why I don't remember.
I think they were in the second season when we caught up. I don't remember there being three.
I was behind more than that. I think I came in at the third season. Like, I watched seasons one and two, and then went into the third.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I don't know what it's like to binge watch Game of Thrones. I watched it in real time.
Whoa, the whole time?
Yeah, the whole time from the beginning.
Wow.
And
wow.
I mean, I didn't think I was going to like the show, so I was just like, all right, I'll give episode one a try. And I was, after fucking Bran flew out the window,
you were like,
I was
whoa.
Like, oh, this is the shit. Yeah.
Whoa, exactly. They killed the kid. I'm here.
and like you always say, Am, about Game of Thrones, you're like, oh, anyone can get it. So it was off the break for me, like, oh, anyone can get it on here. Like, I'm with it. So,
right.
So I did. I watched it real time. So that's, like, exciting to think about watching, like, binge watching it.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
So I will say, just real quick, to the point of how it didn't feel like a season premiere, because that was the best way to put it, just how big the finales are. But a lot did happen in this episode. Like, a ton happened. So it goes back to that pace thing for me, like, where sometimes it's just, like, seems a little slow going, and when is something going to happen? Like, in this particular episode, a lot actually happened. Like...
Mm-hmm.
So, not a flashy episode, but definitely dense.
We kind of say that about every episode, though. We're like, a lot happened in this episode.
A lot has to happen in every episode. Right. A lot has to happen in every episode.
We're going to watch. We're going to find out one episode where we're like, a lot didn't happen in this one. No, not much. Maybe two things.
I will say, from like a notes perspective, these were shorter notes than usual. I feel like sometimes we get to like, it's like 30 scenes, you know, or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, this. I mean, from a notes perspective, it was shorter. But a lot did happen.
Back at it.
That'll do it.
That's what's up. Yeah. So
thanks for listening to another episode.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, guys. I'm sorry we don't have a Castro. Like, rounds out the shows really well. He also like rounds them in, gives us like a smooth groove kind of thing in the beginning.
It's true.
There's no spoken word on this episode. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. It's all right. He'll be back.
We miss you, guys.
Yay.
Afro's back.
All right, guys.
All right. Bye.
All right, y'all. Yay.
Bye.